Is that something you were able to, you know, start planning for before the week, you know, during the bye week, of kind of moving forward without him?
Pretty much.
How do you do that?
Not until we talk to the doctor. But how do we do that? We move McLean in there and keep going.
What do you lose, though? I mean, obviously, Jamil's a veteran.
Hopefully, we're not going to lose anything in terms of his presence. I think he's probably going to have to be away a little bit, but then he'll return, and we'll have him in meetings, et cetera. So I'm looking forward to that part anyway.
Was any discussion had about, I mean, obviously you didn't have the surgery the first time. Is that something that could have been done the first time or should have?
Why would you want to go there? We got the guy on the field. He tried it. It actually became a little bit different kind of an injury, but the same area. But he gave it everything he had, and he had the doctor's approval, and unfortunately it didn't work.
What's Kennard's standing in your eyes as far as the guy being ready?
He's ready.
But not quite ready like that. Yeah.
Well, we don't have to. He'll be a backup in there, but he doesn't have to be there. Starter McLean's played well when he's been in there.
Couldn't help but notice it seemed like he was sending a message and trying to get them.
Well, I had some things that I wanted to tell them because of the way I structured the morning, it was bang, 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 and I didn't get a chance really to go over a lot of things. So our day's really not finished. We have some NFL directives going on and then we'll have our treatments later on and, you know, what we normally do to yoga and that type of thing available as well.
We saw Schwartz out there.
He started. He started on the clock.
Jennings was not.
Looks like the Queen Mary with something wrapped around her toe, you know, when you look at his shoe. Take a look at his shoe.
What about Dominique?
What about the 50? He was out there. Last week we were encouraged because of the number of treatments that he got. We'll have to see.
Was there any sort of improvement at this point?
I thought there was, but, he did some plays and took some plays where he didn't work. So I think it's a little better than it was, but whether or not it's ready to be where we would want it to be, I don't know.
And how about Jennings?
He's not ready to go.
Tom, was the message simply just there's a lot of football left, play hard? And
that was part of it, yeah. I think the message also really was that you look around the league and you see teams that are playing superbly that maybe hadn't been playing superbly. So to me, we've got to play above the X's and O's. You know, we've got 9 games. To play as well as we can possibly play, and I think anybody in that locker room can do that. And they just have to realize, you know, the amount of the season and the schedule that's gone by, and yet we have 9 opportunities. Let's go.
Is Jennings
one at a time?
Jennings not ready to go. Is that just today, or is that you don't think he's ready to go this week?
He's day to day.
What about Peyton Hillis? Wasn't out there earlier.
He's sick. We got a couple of guys that. I'm telling you, these vacations are no good. He comes back, they're throwing up. They probably caught it from the kids or something. But yeah, we got 2 or 3 of them that are pacing the same way. He's sick too.
Okay,
we're gonna have to cancel this. We're talking to the commissioner about these 5 weeks.
Yeah, that like Antrell was having problems.
He had a shoe that was too tight, and he was out there trying to get that fixed, and all of a sudden. We started the team drills, and he took every snap. So
he's good.
I think he's good.